I think it's important for to have that one day, maybe when it's actually, I suppose, permissible to tell somebody how much you love them, because a lot of people need, I suppose, that, not that excuse, but that sort of freedom to be able to say, I love you and this is how I feel about you. But maybe what I object to is the commercialism of it, and the having to go into, feeling like you have to go into a restaurant crammed in with all these other couples staring adoringly into each other's eyes and paying a mountain of money for food that's going to cost half the price tomorrow anyway. I'd much rather something that meant something to the two of us, to go away for a visit somewhere, or to go for a big long walk, or to have dinner at home. But yeah, to actually be able to say that I love you and you are important to me and I cherish every minute with you, I think is good.
Mm. So it is important to have a significant day in the year, 14th of February, and gives people permission, maybe particularly guys.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, I suppose guys have, I think society sort of wants guys to be these strong figures, you know, that come in and take charge, and, you know, maybe a bit like in the Hollywood movies, you know, Clark Gable and everybody, they sweep you off your feet and ride off into the sunset with you. People sort of look a bit askew if a guy is very emotional or very gushy about things, and that, but in a way, Valentine's Day sort of gives them that excuse to say, do you know what, you mean the whole world to me and I'm going to show you today. And sometimes guys need ideas to be able to say, I love you. And fair enough, you know, a dozen red roses or a box of chocolates.
They won't,
you know,
go amiss.
They won't go amiss. I certainly won't turn them down if they turn up.
And what about your friends now that you would talk to about it? Would they feel the same?
I think so. I have a friend of mine that's been in a relationship for years and years and years. And I was actually chatting to her about it the other day. And what she said is she suddenly realised that Valentine's Day was the only day where she put down in paper, or maybe even actually expressed to her partner, how she felt about him. And that the rest of the time she sort of goes along her day and, you know, through actions or whatever, would say, I love you. But to actually set it out specifically in black and white to say, I love you, that Valentine's Day is really the only time of the year that she actually does it.
Mm.
And I have another friend, and it's her first time in a long-term relationship, her first Valentine's Day in a serious relationship. And she is thrilled to bits to finally be able to share that day with somebody, and to be able, you know, to walk hand in hand with somebody down the street and say, I have somebody that loves me and I love him back. And isn't this wonderful? And it's actually interesting to look at it from the two sides of somebody who's been in a relationship for years and years and years, and somebody who's just starting off, and the fact that it both means something to them, something important and something different at the same time, you know.
Do you think the commercialisation of it takes from it?
I think it can do. I think it's very easy to get sucked into paying a lot of money for, you know, these big grand gestures, when in fact all somebody might want is for you to sit down and spend an evening with them and only them, and turn the phone off and turn the TV off and just sit and have a chat. Or but I think that there's all this pressure from commercial stores and businesses and things like that to say, oh, you have to, if you don't go out for candlelit dinner, and if there aren't a dozen red roses delivered to work, or if there isn't, you know, that all this sort of stuff, then it means that you're not saying I love you right. And I don't agree with that. I think there's a lot of ways to say I love you, and for the other person to understand that you're saying I love you without spending this mountain of money.
What about people who maybe are single or who aren't in relationships and are separated? It must be a very difficult day for them.
Yeah, I think, again, I think, to be honest, that's a lot to do with the commercialism. You can't walk down the street without shops being covered from head to toe in pink and red and hearts and I love you and I love you and I love you. And it must be incredibly difficult, you know, to have it sort of there and in your face.
Mm.
When everybody's going around going, oh, isn't this day wonderful, and the birds singing and the sun is shining, and, you know, and I think especially if you've just broken up with somebody, that it can be particularly painful then. And again, I think that a lot of that is down to the commercialism and the crowding around it, because, I mean, when I look at my friends, it's very few of them that decide that they're going to go out for this romantic meal and all that. They much prefer to do their own thing quietly, just the two of them.
Mm. And of course, then you have people, you know, who've been together for many, many years and maybe have never celebrated, and it doesn't mean that they don't love each other.
No, that's true. I mean, I don't think my dad has ever bought my mum flowers in his whole entire life. And I think
for shame.
I think if he turned up with flowers now, she would get very, very worried. But there is no doubt between the two of them that they absolutely adore each other, and that they are so, their relationship is so rock solid, and anybody who sees the two of them is left in no doubt that they love each other. And even I was chatting to my mother-in-law, and she was saying there was one year where her husband arrived in with flowers, and she thinks the daughters must have bought the flowers and presented it to him and made him give them to her. And he was laughing so hard he couldn't actually get any words out. She was standing there looking at the flowers, convinced that he was about to drop this bombshell and the flowers are just sugarcoating it. But again, you know, she was saying that he used to hand over the pay packet unopened and trust her with it. And that was his way of saying, I love you and I give my all to you. And, you know, here you go. I trust you with this. And she appreciated that. And that was his gesture. And that was their understanding. And it worked very well for 40 odd years.